Long Island authorities have received the green light from Nassau County as of Thursday, December 19th, to shoot down mysterious drones that may pose a threat. Officials said that they are not waiting for disaster to strike before taking action. The authorization came as the county showed off a new cutting-edge drone command center. The technology reportedly allows authorities to track drones from miles away and can intercept and take down aircraft posing a threat, but it still needs approval from the U.S. federal government. As they await permission, county officials say they're taking preemptive action against any possible threats. When asked if the authorization violates federal law, Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman responded. Blakeman said, no, we have the ability to stop a crime that could result in tremendous loss of life or tremendous loss of property damage. We have that right. It's not something that's exclusive to drones. It would be with respect to if we had to take down a truck that was full of explosives. Nassau County Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder says his officers are willing and ready to shoot, noting the department's world-renowned snipers. The announcement follows the Federal Aviation Administration's FAA extension of its drone ban over New Jersey and parts of New York, including Brooklyn, Queens, and parts of Long Island. Governor Kathy Hochul, DNY, says the overflight restriction includes some of New York's critical infrastructure sites, though she added there are currently no threats to these sites. The FAA's nearly month-long ban allows for deadly force to be used to bring the drones down. While the White House has downplayed the drones as a non-threat to public safety, speculation is running wild. A New Jersey mayor has claimed that the drones are sniffing out radioactive material, and a U.S. lawmaker raised concerns that they could be from an Iranian mothership. Other people have suggested the sightings could be coming from space. Ryder says he wants to use the new tracking tech to not just track drones, but to shoot them down as well. In the meantime, he says he's not waiting on the new technology. Ryder said, "We have to do whatever means necessary to protect the people this county, and we have been given that authorization."